Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are just a demented family. Man, I think about the Addams Family. What's that family? You remember the movie The Hills Have Eyes? And they were all crazy. It had to do with the potato chip looking head. And people would come by and they'd kill them and stuff like that. That's the way I view Democrats. I view leftists. They're just this crazy, demented family, and they look at it as, you know, it would be made up of Jeffrey Dahmer and Bundy, and they brag that Bundy's going to college. You know, we got Ted there, he's going to college. Yeah, so what, he's killing co-eds? It doesn't matter. They brag about Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, and his skill, his culinary skills. So what, he's eating black people, black gay men? It doesn't matter. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I know you think I'm crazy. You're going, Kevin, this is a crazy show. People listening that are new to the program are going, who told me to listen to this black man talk about stuff? You're already, let me just say something. I've already blown your mind in a good way. Because I've told you the truth. Leftists are like a dysfunctional group of people, family. And they will stick together no matter what. They don't care if you are a serial rapist, a serial killer, a serial whoever. And the crazier you are, the better. They don't care if you're the biggest liar on the planet. Look, Joe Biden is one of the, unquestionably, one of the biggest liars that has ever been in politics. I'm talking documented. They don't count his lies, but they counted Trump's. Man, and they get the media to do their dirty work. They will weaponize agencies of the government. They will hire 87,000 IRS employees to intimidate you. They will sick the and send them to your house. They came to my house. They will sick the FBI on you. You could, if you're pro-life, holy cow, you want to save babies? Send the FBI in to get that heretic. It's unbelievable, folks. And I want you to understand what they're getting away with under a moron. They are changing America fundamentally with a moron in president. How far would they go if they had a charismatic leader? If they had a Jim Jones? Speaking of the moron in chief, have you heard Joe Biden's latest declaration? Well, here it is.
Please have a seat. Thank you very much. Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not joking about that, as you know. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Welcome, everybody. Made in America. Two words. Made in America. Jamaica is, I'm the president of Jamaica. What a freaking idiot. No hyperbole. I'm not joking about that. That's when you know Joe Biden's brain is kicked into Biden gear. I'm not joking about it. No hyperbole. Not joking about that. That's truth. That's my word is a Biden. He's got all these little euphemisms that he says that, quite frankly, aren't very euphemistic. My word is a Biden. Don't you F with a Biden. Did you hear what he said that the other day? Don't you? Well, nobody Fs with a Biden. Really? Well, except OPEC, Russia, China, Iran, everybody. What an idiot, folks. I'm not going to dwell on the idea of leftist America being a bucket of brain-dead morons. We all know that. It's not even tough love to say it anymore. It's just a fact. Like I said before, there may have been a time when leftists had good ideas on paper. If you say, look, we got to help the immigrants. We got to give them a leg up to get in America. Great, I agree. We do. Legal immigrants come here. They should come here ready to perform. They should come here with an understanding of our government, an understanding of our culture, and understand a certain amount of money, etc. The problem is, leftists believe that's the case whether you come in legally or illegally. See, it doesn't make sense because you can't, there's no way for you to assimilate into a society and do it well when you're broke. It's just flatly not possible. But the one that I love to use as an example is abortion. And the reason why is because abortion makes the largest distinction between us and them. And I'm not going to tell you anything new. This isn't going to be a new concept, but I want to reinforce it. There are times when you have to repeat certain things because you have a lot of people joining, a lot of newbies, people who need to get their education, fresh conservatives that are looking for these wonderful ideas. You know, what is this guy everybody's talking about? Well, you're listening to him. But abortion is the one that gets me. And I've talked about this recently because Mark Kelly, who's running for senator here, runs campaigns against his opponent saying this guy wants to save babies from the moment of conception, which, by the way, is the way we were all born. And he ridicules him because he says we should save babies. You know, I'm talking about Blake Masters says you shouldn't be killing babies up until the time that they're born. Now, Mark Kelly, on the other hand, says a woman should be able to kill a baby anytime she wants. And as I told many people before, you can argue that if a woman doesn't know she's pregnant, she takes a morning after pill. That's none of your business. You wouldn't know anyway. But I think it's a pretty good argument by us to say, hey, look, at the time of birth, don't you think we actually know this is a baby? You can't just kill it. But here's my point. And again, not going to tell you anything you don't already know, but when you put it in this perspective, you get it. Not only do these barbarians want to kill a baby up until the moment of birth, the very same people that will do that will fight to the death to keep a serial killer from being executed on death row. Now, you tell me which one of these things is more barbaric. Which, I mean, when you think about Joe Biden saying, I have two words for you, made in America, not hyperbole, I'm not joking about that. He's not joking about it. His brain doesn't even comprehend it. That is the stupidity of leftism. Their brain doesn't comprehend that they're taking somebody who has no voice. The only voice that speaks for these children are people like us who all have the chance at life. And they say, we want nobody to speak for these children, but they will speak for people on death row who can't speak for themselves. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are cowards. You often hear me talk about them that way because it's true. Democrats want the weakest people to lead. Democrats act in unison because they are afraid to go it alone. Pardon me, alone. And I get it. It's lonely being a leader. At times, very few people can handle the isolation of leadership. But true leaders are willing to do so. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Democrats should rarely be in a position of leadership. I don't say never, because you can have a good Democrat if they hold true to democratic principles. This Democratic Party that we see today is communist, if not fascist. It wants what it wants, and it wants it when it wants it, and it doesn't care what it takes to get it. It will step all over your rights. This Democratic Party has no connection to the Constitution of the United States. None. And when I say they're cowards, they allowed a brain-dead moron to be inserted into the presidency over one of the best presidents in American history because they were afraid to step up. They were afraid to go it alone. Right now, if you look among Republicans, I can tell you every single day I talk to Republicans and we'll differ. Oh, Kevin, I don't know about this or that. And you don't get ostracized. You don't get banned. We can agree to disagree. Democrats, let me tell you, you disagree even a little bit. If they sense it, they smell it. If you are what they call a divergent, you're gone. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's insanity, folks. You watch these people, Fetterman in Pennsylvania. The dude was a lunatic before he had a stroke. I will talk more about him in just a bit. But Fetterman was a lunatic before he had a stroke. Now he has a stroke, and they still want him? He still wants the job? You would think when you have a stroke that you will reassess your life and go, wait a minute, my life is way too complicated. You know, maybe I'm too stressed out. I need to take a break. Sorry, guys. I'm going to pull out of the race. Not going to happen. Fetterman would go into office after having had a stroke. I'm not saying he talks like that, but, you know, who knows? I know this. He says right now, my brain's muddled. I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, I had a stroke. But they still, they're a faction of people. Put him in no matter what, man. I mean, what would it have taken to get Fetterman completely out? And we'll talk about that in a bit. Right now, I want to talk about Katie Hobbs. She's running for governor in Arizona against Carrie Lake, who happens to be an acquaintance of mine. And I like Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is going to be as good, if not a better governor, than Ron DeSantis. That's what I predict. Because that lady knows how to handle the media, she knows how to communicate, and she is unabashed. The reason why Carrie Lake is a real fear for the Democrats is she used to be one. And now she goes, I don't want to have any part of that. Now, as I've said many times, I proudly am a Gold Star Negro because I've never been a Democrat. I was never that stupid. But for the ones who do make that transition, admit to their stupidity and come over to the righteousness, to the side of righteousness, these people become zealots. And that's what Carrie Lake is. But anyway, I want to play this clip of Katie Hobbs saying why she won't debate Carrie Lake.
So your opponent said you don't want to debate. I'd like to ask you, are there any conditions under which you would agree to debate Carrie Lake so the voters of Arizona could hear from the two of you side by side and in real time?
What I've been focused on is opportunities like this where they can see us back to back and hear directly from us about the issues that are important to Arizonans and how we would govern without a circus like she created during the GOP Republican primary. I have no desire to be a part of the spectacle that she's looking to create because that doesn't do any service to the voters of Arizona to hear from us where we stand on the issues and how we would govern.
So sometimes voters learn things from moments of duress or challenge or circus. Don't you think you're strong enough to handle any kind of circus Carrie Lake might present if, in fact, she were to present one? Don't the voters of Arizona deserve to see that real?
I think the voters of Arizona have had a chance to see how I work under crisis throughout my leadership during the 2020 election as Secretary of State, when we had to combat multiple election challenges from former President Trump and his band of election deniers, including my opponent, Carrie Lake.
She's right. We sure did see her leadership, finger quotes, when she allowed a stolen election to be certified. By the way, dear, I mean, she sounds like a 13-year-old girl.
if they had a chance to see our leadership, and then,
you know, he's at the end of her, the end of her sentences trail off,
and they see our leadership, and then they saw this, and then one time I went to the playground, and I lost my comb, and a little boy found it, and then he brought it back to me, and then I was like, can I kiss you? God.
The contrast could not be bigger between a seasoned professional communicator and a person who's going to get things done and Katie Hobbs. Wow. I'm going to tell you something. This is honest to God. So, you know, needless to say, as a national figure, I get to see a lot, you know, talk to a lot of people. It's hardly a time that I talk to somebody, whether it's in Florida or Tennessee. I've got things going on, little projects going on all over. And what people will say to me is, I got to tell you, man, I really like Carrie Lake. Kevin, that Carrie Lake. I put a picture of me and Carrie Lake and a group of other people up, good friends of mine, and some of the other people were good friends of mine. Carrie and I are acquaintances. We've seen each other many times, but I don't want to make it sound like I'm in her inner circle. But I posted a picture, and that picture got so much traction on my social media. Just when you think, like, where are all my peeps? And then you put something out like that, and suddenly you're bombarded. You know, well, there is a bit of shadow banning, but when you post something that people are interested in, they will definitely respond, and they respond to Carrie Lake. I'm telling you. Anyway, Katie Hobbs says it was a circus during the GOP Republican, and there's no service to the voters of Arizona to watch them debate side by side. This is the way it's always been done. But you know what it is with Katie Hobbs? I'll just tell you in a nutshell. She's afraid. She's afraid of what would happen because Carrie Lake would absolutely destroy her on every point. And Katie Hobbs knows that. Democrats are cowards.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The International Monetary Fund is cutting its global growth forecast for next year. The IMF predicting global growth will slow to 2.7% in 2023 and warns the worst is yet to come. The report cites Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the cost of living crisis among the factors that'll make it feel like a recession for millions worldwide. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments Tuesday on a lawsuit regarding pig conditions. The suit, filed by pork producers, regards a California lawsuit that mandates pigs be raised in less confined conditions. While the law is different from other states, the Biden administration says the Commerce Clause prohibits one state from dictating policies that impact all states. Former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard announced Tuesday she's leaving the Democratic Party. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have the opportunity to pound Democrats. I mean, beat them into a mush. That's what my grandmother used to say. Boy, I will beat you into a mush. I think there's an old country saying that says, I'll stomp you till, you know, you look like powder. You know, which means they're going to beat you into a mush and keep beating you till there's no liquid left. My favorite is, I hate your guts and I hate your stomach for carrying your guts. But here's the thing. I don't hate Democrats. I don't hate anybody. There are people that have wronged me. I don't hate them. I'll never work with them. I despise them. They are people of low character. And, you know, I have all those emotions, but I don't hate them. You learn your lessons from people like that. And as much as I would love that everything worked out, that everybody I had a handshake deal with, it went the right way or whatever, you know what? I learned so much from that. It's insane. I learned how to pick my friends so much better. I'm a better person for it. So I appreciate those lessons. Now, if I see them, it doesn't mean that I don't want to witch slap them. I'll clean it up and leave it at that. But I don't hate them. So when I talk about Democrats and their stupidity, it's not from a place of hate. It's from a place of learning. It's saying to them, look, I recognize in you that you're an idiot, and I'm trying to help you. It's not even tough love. I love them, you know, the way God wants me to love them, but I'm just saying, it's not even tough. It is what it is. Tough love is if I were telling them something, you know, stop you doing your drugs or whatever. I'm not taking anything away. I'm just telling you who you are. That it would be like somebody asking you, does this dress make me look fat? And you go, yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. It's not tough love. That's just it. You ask me, I tell you. So Democrats sit around there going, well, I don't know who I am. I'll tell you who you are. See, they want to tell us who we are, but they never want us to tell them who they are. You people are racist and you're insensitive and you're homophobic and all these things, which were none of those things. Just hold a mirror up to them, as I say. But they don't want us to tell them what they are, and we're going to tell them the truth. I'm never going to lie to a Democrat. If they say, Kevin, describe the Democratic Party, I'd say it's a party of imbeciles. It's a party that elects the least among you. Nowhere in nature could you survive politically as a Democrat. You would be outgone in a generation. Easily. You elect the weakest, dumbest people to lead you, and you follow them. You elect people who openly tell you who they are. They steal your money. They steal your ideas. They are nothing but thieves. They are rotten to their cores. And you want them. Duplicitous, self-serving, that is a Democrat. And that's not me holding a mirror up to myself, because I am none of that. I am a giver. Ask my friends, ask my coworkers, ask anybody. I'm a giver. I'm the guy that picks up the paper you drop. I'm the guy that picks up the pen you drop to hand it to you. I don't even think about it. It's not even a question of, oh, I'm subservient or whatever. I just do it. I'm a server and a giver, and I like to be around those kind of people. Melissa's the same way. She's a total giver, to the point where you have to catch yourself sometimes and say, hey, I got to stop giving all the time. You know, sometimes you got to be a taker just to recharge the batteries. And there, but here's the good news. When you surround yourself with givers, there are lots of people that want to do that. Lots of people. They come to me every day. Hey, Kev, one of my best buddies called me the other day. He says, Kev, how you doing, man? We talked for a bit, and he says, hey, what do you need? His name is Dale. I said, what do you mean, what do I need, brother? He said, man, you need anything? And I was like, I always need something, but I don't need anything. I mean, God has really been good to me, so I don't need anything. Could I use some stuff? Yeah, that's different. So I told him, I said, man, look, here's what I want you to do. And this is what I say to everybody that wants to help the Kevin Jackson Network. Go look at what we do. We do a ton of stuff. If you like something we do, donate to it. Donate to our charity, whatever. Give what it is that you want to give and where you think can help. Because I'm going to tell you right now, we always need it. Charlie Kirk has 120, I think they said he has $89 million right now in his account. You think he's quit fundraising? Ask him what Charlie would have given Dale a number. He'd say, what do you got? Dale said, I got $3 million. I'll take $3 million. He would have been happy to. I'm not trying to say he's a greedy, you know, whatever. But he would have come up with a number. I said, can you spare $1 million? I'm not that way. Because I'm a giver. And my thing is, you know what? Be a giver. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do to help us. You hear me on the radio talking about what we're doing all the time. This is it. This is it. One of my friends called me up the other day. He says, dude, he says, we're going to sit down. We're going to figure out what it takes to launch you and make you a bigger person. And he goes, and he's got the money to do it. I will tell you this, warm my heart. One of the first people that's ever told me that. We're going to sit down and we're going to strategize on how to do that. You deserve to be bigger. That's why I keep telling you guys. I always say, it's all God's plan. Maybe it's coming together. I don't know. But here's what I'm not doing. I'm not going, ooh, look at here. I'm about to be big up in this mother. No, I didn't. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting ahead of my skis. Anyway, I want to talk about something else here about these Democrats. We got to take advantage of their stupidity. I was with Glenn Beck, and by the way, I got to give Glenn a shout out, because every time we see each other, I'll say there was an episode I did on his show and he couldn't play it. And so I told him, I say, hey, Glenn, I got fired from Fox. Now we can play the episode. So he'll whisper in my ear, here's my email. And he gives me the email. And I sent him a note and he never responded back. So I saw him at the photo thing at the Goldwater Institute deal. And he sees me, he goes, oh, I know these people. And he gives me this big hug, you know, because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And I said, Glenn, again, I sent you emails. I've been wanting to talk. And, you know, I responded. He finally responded. So, Glenn, I appreciate it. And thanks for the big hug and the vote of confidence and other things that you said to me. And same thing for Melissa. So, but Glenn was speaking, and he mentioned that in order for us to work with the left, we need to listen better. We need to show more humility. And you could hear a pin drop. See, we've tried civility and humility and all these other things. And you know what Democrats do? They tell us to our faces what they think of us. And I'm going to tell you right now, their ideas don't work. Glenn went on to tell you they've become crazy. Same thing I've said. Well, let me just tell you this. They're finally pointing out they're crazy. This is from AP. Records from Fetterman's 4 years in office, they're outing this guy, offer a different portrait of his time in the $179,000 a year elected job. Apparently, Fetterman is going around talking about, I'm a hard worker, I'm the tough, oh, you want to do with me, man, I'm out there, I'm poor. Speaking of hard work, who was it? Maybe it was Kent, one of my friends. He said he came to watch me do some work with me, and while we were together, I was having to make phone calls and connecting my staff. And when we arrived, it was an hour drive. When we arrived, he looked at me and said, man, how do you do it? How do you do it? He already knew I was up at 3:30. He landed at 8:30. We were going to meet. I told him I got a meeting at this point. All the coordination, he knew I was on the phone that whole time. And then when I picked him up, I had a meeting with one of our congressmen. Driving over to there, I'm on the phone doing all my stuff. We get to the meeting with the congressman that he was blown. He was like, man, that guy loves you. I'm like, yep. And we got commitments from my congressman on stuff that Kent was like, I don't know that I've ever seen a meeting that was that productive. I had one of my other partners there, too. We go back because we went to have lunch or whatever. We went back, taken back to his hotel. At phone calls coming in, same thing. And he said to me, man, I don't know how what you packed into this bit of time with me is a complete day. I said, this is a fraction of my day. I got to do a radio show. I got to do that. And I started naming all these things. I got meetings from multiple companies. We got a big initiative coming. He goes, how do you do it? I said, man, by the grace of God. Back to Fetterman. So Fetterman says he works hard, but they say he typically kept the light schedule and was often absent from state business, including presiding over the state Senate, which is one of his chief duties. Now, this is Associated Press outing this guy. The review found that Fetterman's daily schedule was blank, roughly one-third of work days from January 2019 when he took office to May of this year when he suffered a serious stroke. Even on the days where his schedule showed he was active, a typical work day for Fetterman lasted between 4 and 5 hours. This is on the record. The findings focused on his tenure before his stroke, and they're notable because he points out that his time as lieutenant governor is his leading credential to be the senator. So in other words, he's a piker. Well, for Democrats, that means he's the perfect senator. He'll come in, he'll do his votes, he'll vote for Chuck Schumer's policies, and he'll leave. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There were some good things that came out of the COVID nonsense. One is it tested us in the sense of how far the government is willing to go. I don't believe any of us listening to the Kevin Jackson Network right now in my voice believe that the government would implement such draconian measures over a farce. Welcome, folks. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in contact with me. I know I didn't. But I will tell you, in the last decade, I have been pushed farther as a citizen of the United States than I You couldn't have convinced me that the government would go this far. If you put a gun to my head, so you better believe it. I would have been like, you better kill me. Because there's no way I would have thought this, that we would end up where we are right now. You couldn't have convinced me that we would elect a black dude simply because he's black with no experience, with the experience of Barack Obama, then give him two terms, cheat him into a second term, which I'm okay with because Romney sucked. I'm okay with it because he's what led to Donald Trump. Let him do what he does. This guy doubled our debt. And he's spiking the football on the economy, on the stock market, all kinds of crap. And he doubled our debt. Just consider what the... Okay, so let me put it in the terms you might understand. Barack Obama inherited the stock market at, say, 28,000 or 22,000. And it went to 26,000. And he doubled our debt. What it should have been is in the 40s. You get what I'm saying? If he got it at 22, I don't know what it was. I honestly don't. But if he got it at 22 and he doubled our national debt, you'd think the stock market would be at 44. If you look at our GDP, when Barack Obama got it, whatever the best GDP was we had with all the white boys, Barack Obama got the same amount of money as all the white guys before him. And he got incremental gain. But now the Democrats, Barack Obama presided over the best economy. They are so delusional. Yeah, if you want to use that kind of crooked math. Sure, he was amazing. Until you realize, when you peek under the covers a little bit, you go, I thought it was a girl. It's a boy. You know, kind of like the crime game. Yeah, you figure out, okay. You know, made the wrong choice here. Barack Obama was a disaster. You take that $10 trillion of debt he accrued in 8 years, more than we accrued as an entire republic, and you get an understanding of where things are. So, you know, look again, I would have never believed. Would you believed? Let me tell you, one of the reasons why I said Joe Biden would never be president, under any circumstances, even under a cheat, is because the Democrats would at least have enough love of country to say, we can't put in a brain-dead clown. And what did they do? They elected a brain-dead clown. I'm just telling you, there is no limit to these guys. I talked about Fetterman earlier. So what? He had a stroke. So what? He's impaired. And I don't look... Is he functional as with a stroke? My grandmother had a stroke. She was 81, not his age, and it messed up her left arm a bit, and she talked, you know, her face fell a little bit, but then she came back to normal. I don't know what it did to her brain, but I'll tell you this. She wouldn't have wanted to keep doing what she was doing when she had the stroke. But the Democrats don't seem to care. Look at AOC. Look at Ted Lieu. Look at Hank Johnson, who thinks Guam can tip over. I mean, these are the type of people that the Democrats seem to like. Crazy. They marry their brothers. Don't even get me started on the debauchery of the Democratic Party. Do we really have time for that? My producers are shaking their head. No, not enough. Right. How many shows will we have to do talk about the Democratic debauchery? Too many, right? Exactly. Anyway, I'm saying all this to get to the craziness of it all. And when I go back to, I'm going to go back to these lockdowns, these draconian lockdowns. There was some good things that came out of it, though. As I said, we recognize how far the government would go. We recognize that the government is a bunch of liars. They're worse than fake news. Because, see, fake news can tell you a story and try to put a slant on it. What the government does may cost you your life. Get a shot. Get the vaccine. Oh, no, you will get the vaccine or else. What do they want to do? If you don't get it, well, you can't have health care. You know, these cancel culture suckers, man, You don't believe in climate change? Well, you should go to jail. You mispronounce it? Well, you should go to jail. We'll talk more about that again on another subject. But this is what we've devolved to with leftism. And they want to act like, ooh, we're all magnanimous. We care about everybody. As you guys may recall, I was fired from Fox because I dare tweet that Christine Blasey Ford and Julie Swetnick and the one other chick that had a Mexican surname that supposedly all were taken advantage of by Kavanaugh were lying skanks. And I stand by it. They weren't lying skanks. They still are lying skanks because none of them have corrected the record. And that's just that. And I don't care if you like it, like me. You know, there are people, Kevin, I like your show, but I really wish you wouldn't say lying skank. Well, shut up, you lying skank. Get out of here. I'm not changing anything about myself because somebody's uncomfortable with my language. I'm a pretty discerning guy. I have a lot of tact. And I know when to use it. And I know when to use my abilities with language to get across the bigger point. So take that, lying skanks. Anyway, Howard Stern and I, Howard was like, oh, look at this guy calling him skanks or whatever. The king of smut radio has the nerve to talk to me about, look at him and what he's doing to women using the word skank, when this is a guy that has women butt naked in his studio stuffing kielbasas down their throat. I mean, the stuff Howard Stern did is, he should be ashamed of himself. It's certainly for talking about me. But anyway, so we had a run in, and I sent a note to Howard that said, Julie Swetnick said she attended 10 sex parties. I'll do it. That be, a little bit delicate. 10 sex parties that Kavanaugh threw. And I said, don't you think that after the third one, she should have said to her date, hey, listen, how about we just go to a movie? Do you understand how ridiculous that was? She didn't go to one and say, oh my gosh, Kavanaugh threw a sex party and they took advantage of me. She didn't go to two. She didn't go to three. She went to 10. Well, something tells me, Julie, you liked going to those kind of parties. But you know what the bigger picture is? They never happened. Well, Howard Stern emerged from 2 years on the underground because he had COVID. This is the good news about COVID. He wouldn't go out because he had fear of getting Wu flu. Now, I see that as a positive because it actually made me want another scamdemic geared towards leftist idiots who are willing to remove themselves from society and lock down to self-imprison over this kind of nonsense. To get out of the real world, that's what Howard Stern did. He imprisoned himself voluntarily, and get this, he's still scared. What does Howard Stern think he delivers to the world that he must survive? He needed to sequester himself because without him, the world isn't going to survive. Oh boy, he's 68 years old. And he's like, oh, the whatever years I have left, they're the most important. We're all going to die, folks. I'm not saying put yourself in harm's way, but you can't stop a virus. And I'll be honest with you. I don't want to live forever. I don't. I've spoken about this with the understanding that God made us perfectly. In our youth, we want to live forever. We think we're going to keep that beautiful body and blah, and be able to jump high and run fast and, whatever else that comes with youth. But as we age, we understand that life isn't all it's cracked up to be. No matter how great it appears, no matter how many toys you have, eventually the body gives out or the money runs out and you're ready to check out. But Howard Stern at 68 hasn't come to this realization yet. He loves his rinky-dink life so much that he thinks he can hide from a virus and that he should hide from a virus. How many years does this clown think he has to hide? And what's he hiding from that he would pull 2 years away from his life? Think about it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.